With the emergence of IS Mozambique, there are now terrorist insurgencies in all major regions in Africa. The African Union Center for the Study and Research of Terrorism says the continent suffered almost 1,200 terrorist attacks in the first 8 months of 2020, up almost 20% from the same period in 2019.
That is unimaginable, and it certainly indicates a worrying, growing trend.
International relations professor Suzanne Graham of Wits University in Johannesburg is studying Africa's burgeoning terror threat. She says half of the 20 countries globally that experience terrorism regularly are in Africa.
We have the AU, which is a very valid, credible body that is driving for us responses to threats on the continent, but perhaps not well enough or not able to do this sufficiently well enough because of the advancing trend that we see. So there are aspects at play here.
At times, says Graham, the AU seems unable to do much to stop terrorism.
If we have an AU, African Union, in place, if we have the African Standby Force, the Peace and Security Council architecture all there, at least on paper, why is it that we're not able to be proactive and use early warning systems in place to really address problems before they happen, before they become major emergency threats and lives are lost?
The AU didn't respond to requests from VOA for comment. Graham says the organization appears to rely on the United States, European Union, and the United Nations for help in acting against groups such as IS, and a deep probe is needed to establish why the AU can't take charge of its own security. Part of the problem, says Graham, may lie in Africa's colonial past. She points out that terrorism remains a sensitive and provocative word for many Africans.
We know across the continent's history that many so-called terrorists were actually liberation movements, freedom fighters in the true sense of freedom for human rights across the continent. And they were labeled terrorists. And in fact, the ANC was considered to be terrorist well into the 1990s by the US State Department, despite being the first democratically elected government in South Africa.
At the moment, says Graham, the AU responds to terrorism using multiple ad hoc force deployments, such as the one currently underway in Mozambique.
And they, although useful, in my view, tend to detract slightly from a single African focus by states to fine-tune a structured response to terrorism that is a holistic response, that is a continental response, as opposed to regional responses.
She says if Africa is to successfully confront what will be one of its major challenges in years to come, it's imperative that it cooperates to establish a single, coordinated response to terrorism. Graham says the continent must make sure it's in a position to collectively respond to emerging terrorist attacks as soon as they happen, instead of allowing them to fester and grow. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.